Y'all know what time it is, K-State Nation. Another episode right here. The Purple Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer here for the Purple Project Podcast. This other K-State podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri. All things K-State sports, whether that is track and field, K-State baseball, women's rowing, and so much more. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for checking out the latest episode of the podcast, which I'll have this come out mid-morning. Basically, per usual, as it is the weekend, we don't stop after Friday night. Nope, we keep it moving throughout the weekend as well. We come out just 7 days a week if Eddie has his head on straight. And also this podcast. But again, thank you guys again for listening, especially if you're a K-State fan. Wow, speaking of getting your heads right, James Guyette was outstanding again last night. Late night baseball out there in Arizona. As a three-pitcher night for K-State, holds off Arizona 2-1 yesterday, and K-State, more importantly, gets back in the win column. And I said it all the second half of the week. K-State pitching neat, and fortunately, you know, most of the time this year, it's been the offense for K-State. We haven't seen very good pitching, for the exception of your ace James Guyette, and he did it again last night. If the pitching can catch up just a little bit more, then K-State, you have an opportunity. In K-State, you can be even more dangerous in the second half of this Big 12 schedule, as this actually kicked off the second half of the Big 12 conference schedule for K-State baseball and head coach Pete Hughes last night. There, and you started off right, 2-1. James, we'll get into James Guyette in a little bit. But, yeah, man, the pitching has been not good. Not good. And when your offense has been on a tear, your pitching can't hold up. And that's why K-State's record should be a little better than what it is right now. But hey, you're still way over 500 overall. You can pick up your 24th win last night, 24-14 now, and you're back to 500 in the conference. There, K-State is better than Arizona. Let's say what it is there. But again, baseball is a weird game, and we've seen some weird stuff with K-State baseball. We have talked about this team since the inception of this podcast. Major League Baseball, we've seen it, where bad teams beat good teams. it's just weird like that. And on paper, K-State, yeah, you should be able to take care of the series. But we saw the other night, especially at Twain Family Stadium, you got handled by an 11-17 Omaha team. So, at least for one night, your K-State pitchers was locked in and held the fort down when they needed to. Then when your offense was took the night off pretty much there. Quote, I thought that was a great Friday night win all the way around. Our lineup, our bullpen, we made big plays all night, especially in pressure situations. The pitching staff was phenomenal and came up with big pitches when we needed them. They stranded a leadoff triple with no runs in the eighth inning, and that was the moment that won us the game. End quote. That was Pete Hughes, your head coach. That got murky real quick. That eighth inning, that got murky really quick. And if fortunate enough for us, we were able to pull that off right there, because Arizona was going to tie that ball game there. And more times than not, a good team makes you pay for that. But K-State, their pitching staff, somehow held up, and we won this ball game last night, 2-1 over Arizona in the opening game of that series out west, out there in Arizona. Everybody, track and field, we'll get to them a little later on this morning. I'll get to them a little bit later on as more history was made last night. Yes, sir. On that, Eddie Greer, another winning postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Thank you for tuning in to the latest episode of the show. This will go out when I have service. Yeah, when I have service mid-morning. But, yeah, so looking inside the box score, nobody scored. Arizona taking the lead. Let me see here. Yeah, it was Arizona taking the lead in the bottom. Hold up. In the bottom of the sixth inning there. And K-State with his late game magic there scored, tied the game in the top of the eighth. Yeah, Arizona had a chance to potentially win this ball game in the eighth inning, but they did not, as you just heard Coach Hughes say there. And then a tie game in the ninth inning. K-State untied it in the top of the ninth inning. There, Cade and Carl. I think Cade and Carl is your unsung hero. There, sack fly, simple baseball, wins this ball game. Fundamentals, wins this ball game. And that has been a rarity to say on this podcast when talking about this K-State baseball team here in 2026. And it's been out slugging people throughout the year. Until last night. So you have that going on. K-State, your winners last night. 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Arizona, now 14-23. A run, 6 hits, and an error. Miles Smith picks up his second win of 2026. He's 2-2 now. Garrett Hicks got hammered with the loss there. He's 3-1 now on the season there. Shantiro, my guy, Shantiro. Yes, Shantiro, a new hit leadoff last night. He was 1-for-4. AJ Escovasco had himself was the only cat to go multi-hit game. 2-for-3. Cade Carl drove in the game-winning run right there. And then I'm going to say who was the other person I want to credit here. Well, it doesn't say anything. I'm looking at the lineup last night there. Cade Carl, he actually hit 7. He usually hits 9th in the order. Last night he hit 7th. Ty Simulowski hit 8th. Grant Gallagher hit 9th. There's a lot of depth in this lineup. Anybody can hurt you on any given night. We know D. Kennedy the star. That has been way established this last year. We should all know that by now. But he has cast characters around him like a Barrett Madlack, AJ Savasco. Barrett Madlack, he had a hit last night in the game. Simulowski, return to the on base thing. He went 1-for-3. And Grant Gallagher also had a hit in this ball game. What a pitcher's do last night there. Owen came out. Kamikowski, for Arizona, went 7 1/3 last night. Garrett Hicks was hammered with the loss there. Pitched the rest of it. James Gaillette, back to him real quick. Been solid all season long for K-State. Another 6 innings last night for him. 5 hits. He did give up that lone run. He walked 3, struck out 8. Adam Arthur, 1-1/3, and then Miles Smith closed it down. Inning in 2/3 last night with nothing across the board and a strikeout in this ballgame as K-State wins it K-State wins it late 2-1. Eddie Greer, another edition of the Pro Watcher podcast here. And more importantly, you get back to 800. Oh my goodness. Wow. 500 here. I'm looking at 8-8. That's where I'm getting that from. 8-8 for K-State. In the Big 12 play there, and back to James Gaillette real quick before this is kind of a short one because like we got too many of these this year. James Gaillette, 10 starts in 2026, he has struck out 8 or more in 6 of those game starts. 33 strikeouts in his last 4 starts. That's the stat of the pop postcast. And then my guy Shantiro, he has now the longest. I'm probably going to butcher this. I'm probably going to make a mistake because he ain't gonna get on base today. But Shantiro Inu now has a 24 game consecutive. He's reached base in 24 straight. So there you go on that one. And then of course game 2 later on tonight. Late night primetime baseball, 8 o'clock game 2. K-State looks to get another Big 12 series. This time on Arizona, game 2 out there. K-Man has it. If you're listening in the Manhattan, Kansas area, K-Man will have covers obviously there. 8 Central Time. That's probably going to equal out the 6 Pacific out there in Tucson, Arizona, as K-State will look to have the opportunity to get in to grab another Big 12 series after not having any there. So there's that. That was on the line for them I love to keep their winning ways going, obviously. And more importantly, you're back in the win column after losing two straight there to Oklahoma State, the last game of that series at home last weekend. And then you lost to, you got embarrassed. You got straight up embarrassed for against Omaha. You gave up all them runs to Omaha. So it's nice to finally see. Now, we haven't seen too many of these games. Now, I think the big thing now, we haven't seen too many of these games where pitching has had solid outs back-to-back. So that's the challenge ahead for this team tonight, is can they go do it again? Can they go do it again? And maybe the offense can wake up a little bit there and score some more runs there. So we'll see what happens. But these are the type of games that you're going to get. You're not going to get the 12, the 13, the 12 games that we've been accustomed to seeing this year, for some reason, in 2026. We haven't seen too many of these 2-1 games, maybe the exception of Louisiana early on in the season, where we lost both of those games. But fortunately enough, we were able to pull this one out, win the game, get back in the swing column, and let's see if K-State can grab this series here tonight out there in Tucson, Arizona. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast fan for everybody daily, which is your core K-State content. Y'all know what time it is. iTunes, Spotify, y'all know what, I just said that, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. If you have not subscribed to this everyday podcast of Kansas State, yeah, this other K-State podcast in north of the river, Kansas City, Missouri, what have you been doing since the beginning of the year? We are in the second half of April, and we have a jam-packed week coming up across the board. So, well, whether it's K-State or EG3, make sure you subscribe to this podcast again, and we'll try to keep up with the latest what's going on, particularly with men's basketball. They're making headway this week as well. So, again, I appreciate you guys, and particularly K-State Nation. If you're a Big 12 fan, interested in what's going on, I appreciate y'all as well. You're a new listener, thank you for checking out the show. Make sure you do subscribe to this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. K-State baseball back at it. Winners last night in an epic game. Pitchers battle. You pull this one out. Kansas State 2, Arizona 1. K-State now is 24-14 in the 2026 campaign. You have been listening to another winning postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State Athletics. Congrats. Yeah,